right, let's start out by taking a few deep breaths. Really inhaling deeply and breathing out long and slow. Just inviting the attention inward. And so the true you, the you that's been here your whole life, noticing all of your experiences, watching your body change, seeing all of your successes and failures, this you is just perfectly okay, just as you already are. This you that's kind of noticing and registering your life experiences cannot be harmed or tarnished by anything you go through. The true you can't be made worse or better. It's just perfectly okay, just as it is. So, people in our lives or society may have told us that we're not okay as we are, that we need to do more and achieve more to be okay, to be a worthwhile person. That if bad things happen to us, we're not okay. That if we're not being approved of, we're not okay. That when we make mistakes, that we're not okay. But is this actually true? Are you really not fundamentally worthwhile when you just make a mistake or an error? So, right now, in this very moment, just try and stop thinking for a second. Again, just try and stop thinking for a moment. And when you're not thinking, what about you is not okay? So it's hard to stop thinking. But if you can do it for a second, in that second, what part of you is a problem? What's not okay with you in this moment? Without the mind's interpretations, you're just aware of the current moment through your senses. It's just a cascade of sensations, pulsations, vibrations, sensory input. It's all just perfectly okay. Just as the tree or plant near you is, has abnormalities or a little decay on it, it's perfectly okay, just as it is. It just is what it is, just like your being and body and mind and life are just as they are. It's just our mind, our thinking, that says there's a problem, or we're not good enough, or we're not okay. But if you stop thinking for a moment, it's just sensation. It's just attention and awareness and sensory input. There's no meaning or judgment being made about right now. So, in reality, there's a part of us that isn't touched by our successes and failures and good and bad life experiences. It just is. It's just already okay in this moment. It's the part of you that's just being and not thinking. And so the more familiar you get with relaxing out of the mind and into the present moment, the more you can sense into this part of you that's already perfectly okay. And so when you try out new things in life and don't quite get them right at first, you are already okay underneath. When you accidentally run a stop sign, your worth as a person is actually already okay. When you drop a glass and break it, who you really are underneath is not tarnished by this. When you can't find your keys, your worth as a person is still fully intact. When you cut your hand while cooking, who you really are is actually okay underneath. When you cry to a sad movie, you are perfectly okay. Who you truly are is always already okay. And so before you lose weight and get in better shape, you're actually fundamentally already worthwhile at the depth of you. Before another person tells you that they love you, who you truly are underneath is okay before they get there. Before you get that next project for work done, you're actually already okay. Before you get approval from a family member, your basic worth is totally intact. Before you have that cigarette, your worth as a person is already okay. Before you eat that delicious dessert, the true you is actually already okay. Before you do anything, who you truly are is already perfectly okay. When you get confused, the part of you that notices the confusion is actually already okay. When you get a disappointed look from another, who you really are is actually already okay. When you misstep and make mistakes, who you really are underneath is actually already okay. When you eat more than you want to, you're actually already okay. When you're unhappy, what's noticing the emotions is actually already okay. When you fail at something, you are perfectly intact underneath. Your being is just innately worthwhile. When very painful memories arise, the you that's here today noticing memories is already perfectly okay. When you beat yourself up with negative thoughts, the essence of you that notices is already perfectly okay. When another rejects you, you are actually already okay underneath. There's a stillness, a quietness, a peaceful awareness in all of us that's already okay. Chasing positive states or life experiences or running away from or distancing oneself from negative experiences is never lasting in the long run. It's just a treadmill of chasing states. It only gives temporary relief before chasing or avoiding the next state ensues. So what your true self craves is to get off the treadmill, reside in your expansive, still, quiet presence, the big, strong you, the you that notices your experiences, the you that gives space to and holds all of your experiences in life. Your true self is big enough to hold all of the amazing and all of the horrible experiences you've had in life. It's not enhanced or tarnished by any. Its worth and lovability were innate before any of them happened. Who you truly are is already okay. Nothing can enhance or diminish the essence of you. It was there from the day you were born. Just as the essence of you was when you were 3 months old, it's the same today. Your infant and toddler self were just perfectly worthwhile, perfectly lovable. And they still are today, no matter what's happened along the way. Who you truly are is always perfectly okay.